up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
All righty, here we go. Time for another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old time oldies show, back for another week. Big old stack of records to play and some pointless babbling for me in between songs. That sounds like a typical week, huh? Here we go. We got records to play. Scratchy records this week. I found a big stack of great old-time records sitting over here that they're scratchy. They're not in sleeves. They're covered with dust. And I just kind of scraped them off, and we'll see what happens here. Some of these we may have heard off of cleaner records at some point in the history of the show. I don't really know for sure. But I know that these specific records have not touched a turntable in a long, long time. So let's see what happens here. Let's get things rolling with the Bukak Brothers. And this is the Dillon Vale Polka. There you go, the Bukak Brothers, and that was the Dillon Vale Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show. I got a scratchy record. That's the way you got to have them sometimes, on Rosemary Records. That's all it says about that one anyway. So, hey, just like that, we're off and rolling with another show. Glad you're along with us here to enjoy some great old-time music for not quite an hour, but pretty darn close. We call it an hour because it's close enough most of the time anyway. Dug into the back of the shelves here and found a bunch of scratchy old records. They're not in sleeves or anything. That one sounded pretty good, actually. Shall we try Johnny Vadenol in the orchestra? I think we shall. This is Topper's Polka.
Thank you.
Johnny Vagnola and the orchestra, Topper's Polka, here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. Glad you're hanging out with us this week, wherever you happen to be listening to the show. Where would you be listening? You could be in your car. You could be at your office. You could be at your desk or your living room. You could be anywhere in today's world, what with the streaming and webs and internets and pods and things and androids and whatnot. You could be listening to this stuff any place. Isn't that scary? There could be aliens listening. People on Venus could be listening. Because this could be coming out of a radio station, and radio signals, they tell me, travel through space forever. So all we know, there are some Venusians right now doing the polka. We don't know. This next record almost is a rock and roll record. I don't classify it as a polka by any means. You could certainly dance to it. It's the Tom and Lou combo. It's on Delta International Records, which I have stacks of, and they're all polkas and old-time bands. And this is a great song. I'm more familiar with it by Jerry Lee Lewis. Drinking wine spodioti is how he does it, but they say drink wine spolioli or something. I don't know, but it's just a fun record anyway, and I guarantee you could dance to it. Here's the Tom and Lou combo.
Like to twist, some people like to shout. I just like to sit and watch and drink wine right from the spout.
I drink wine slowly, only drink wine. I drink wine slowly, only drink wine. I drink wine slowly, only drink wine. Slowly, only drink wine. Slowly, only drink wine.
Drink one glass or two. That's what you should do. Yeah, drink one glass or two. And swing with Tom and Lou.
I drink wine, slowly, only drink wine.
I drink wine, slowly, only drink wine. I drink wine, slowly, only drink wine. Slowly, only drink wine. Slowly, only drink wine. Really high, but before we say goodbye, just have one drink and you will think that you're flying up in the sky.
I drink wine, slowly, only drink wine.
I drink wine, slowly, only drink wine. I drink wine, slowly, only drink wine. Slowly, only drink wine. Slowly, only drink wine.
I don't know. It's jazz. It's a rock and roll. I don't know what it is. It's the Tom and Lou combo anyway. And drink wine spolioli is what it says on the record. Here on Tim's Oompa Hour. No oompaing in that one. Good bass line, though. So I don't know. Fun record nonetheless. And an old time combo. So what the heck. Got the Dave Retzko Orchestra coming up here in a second after we talk about a World of Accordions Museum in Superior, Wisconsin. Go on. Check them out. You know you want to. You've heard me talking about it for months and months and months. You find yourself in the Superior area by Duluth there, you know, Lake Superior and all that stuff. Check them out. They're right on Belknap Street there in Superior. And launching point, of course, up the north shore of Lake Superior. In fact, if you're coming up this way in the next few weeks, next couple of weeks, 3 weeks maybe, amazing fall colors as the trees are all changing in orange and brown and colors and red and everything. It's a pretty spectacular sight along the north shore. And pretty spectacular sight when you hit the museum and go, holy crap, there must be 1400s accordions and concertinas in here. And you'd be right, because that's what they have there, along with a beautiful concert hall and all sorts of studious materials where you can learn about history and ethnicities and music and repair techniques and all sorts of stuff. Check them out online, worldofaccordions.org. You will find them there. And, you can shop the gift shop online. You can email them. You can check the schedule of events coming up, all kinds of stuff. Worldofaccordions.org, all right? It's the Cleveland Flats Polka. Here's the Dave Retzko Orchestra.
Thank you.
There you go, Cleveland Fats, Flats, not Cleveland Fats. Sounds like a pool player. No, that's Minnesota Fats. Cleveland Flats Polka there and the Dave Retchko Orchestra. Here on Tim's Hoopa Hour, it's your old-time oldie show. We're doing pretty good because so far I'm playing all records found in the back of the closet with no sleeves on them, all covered with dust and dirt, and I'm kind of knocking the dirt off with my hand here and queuing these babies up, and so far they're playing pretty good. I'm excited about that. Now, here's a band you don't hear from a lot. Out of the New Ulm area in Minnesota. That's where, you know, Whoopi John came from, Six Fat Dutchman came from. All kinds of great German-style bands came from there. You don't hear a lot, though, from the Babe Wagner Band. They made a bunch of records. This is one of them. It's the Homemade Polka. All right, Babe Wagner Band. They're out of New Ulm, Minnesota. That's the Homemade Polka. And this is Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. We come to you from Minnesota, you know, way up north, practically in Canada, up in northern Minnesota, where we do the show every week. Sometimes the show leans a little bit toward Minnesota artists, but I try to mix it up pretty good, of course. Chester Budney and his boys here on this next record. And this is called the Darling, Oh Darling Polka.
You're the one for me. You're so sweet and lovely, lovely as could be. Darling, oh my darling, I'm in love with you. Say that we'll get married and our love is true. Thank you. darling, oh my darling, you're the one for me. You're so sweet and lovely, lovely as could be. Darling, oh my darling, I'm in love with you. Say that we'll get married, and our love is true.
Chester Budney and his boys, and Darling, Oh My Darling Polka, here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. We're just rocking through the songs this week, man. I tell you, I have no news of great significance to relate. Something must have happened in the last week. I have no idea. I haven't really thought about it that much, so I guess we'll just press on. I have no complaints and no observations to relate this week. Man, am I getting lazy. Anyway, Kenny Bass and his orchestra, which is apparently different than Kenny Bass and his Polka Poppers, which is a totally cool name. This is the Payroll Polka. Bass and his Polka Poppers there, and the Payroll Polka. You suppose they did that record to raise enough money to meet the band's payroll once? I'm sure not, but it makes you wonder sometimes, doesn't it? Oh, my. Here we are in the middle of another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour, rolling through the records this week. Just a big pile of records I found back in the closet. Most of them are kind of dirty and dusty and yucky, and we'll see what happens. The track record going real good so far this week. Johnny Pecan and the orchestra. You say pecan, Johnny Pecan. No, because it's P-E-C-O-N, unlike the nut, which is P-E-C-A-N, pecan instead of pecan. I don't have any idea. Anyway, this is the Mary Lou Polka.
Mary Lou, we'll always be together. Two arms that hold me tight, sweet lips that kiss goodnight. Mary Lou, my heart is yours forever. So love me the way I love you. Please do, Mary Lou. Thank you. lips that kiss goodnight. Mary Lou, my heart is yours forever, so love me the way I love you, please do. Mary Lou, so love me the way I love you, please do. Mary Lou.
Johnny Pecan and the orchestra here at Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldie show. That was the Mary Lou Polka, by the way. So, snappy little number there. You ready for a waltz? We always do at least one waltz in the show. I think last week we went nuts. I think we had like three waltzes in the show last week. I don't think that'll happen this week. You never know, you know, what's in an armload of records. So anything could happen. Norm Dombrowski and the Happy Notes. This is the Sweet Violets Waltz.
Once was a farmer who sat by the creek, watching the little boys play with their marbles and toys and things all aglory. Along came a girl who might be a nice young lady who laid in the grass. When she turned over, she'd show us her ruffles and duffles and sometimes a tuck. When she had children, she taught them to knit, while the boys in the barnyard were shoveling.
Sweet violets, sweeter than all the roses, covered all over from head to toe, covered all over with sweet violets.
Once was a farmer who sat by the creek, watching the little boys play with their marbles and toys and things all aglory. Along came a girl who might be a nice young lady who laid in the grass. When she turned over, she'd show us her ruffles and duffles and sometimes a tuck. When she had children, she taught them to knit, while the boys in the barnyard were shoveling.
Sweet violets, sweeter than all the roses, covered all over from head to toe, covered all over with sweet violets.
Well, there you have it, Norm Dombrowski and the Happy Notes, the Sweet Violets Waltz. I forgot about the, was it innuendo, double meaning, whatever, in that song, and that makes it all the much better. That is Bob Organasic. Ah, that's it. Singing with Norm and the Happy Notes on that one here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Here's one we never play ever on the show. I have the Naturals over here on turntable number one. And the other side of this record, the A side, is the side we always play. And it's the Sweet Bippy Polka. And that's a little suggestive from time to time, too. I never play the instrumental on the other side, ever. And today we're going to do it. This is the Farkle Frolic Polka. And that's not easy to say either. The Farkle Frolic Polka. Here are the Naturals. The Farkle Frolic Polka, the Naturals, here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. The other day, I was driving to the car, and a polka record came on the stereo, and I said, oh boy, a Frankie Yankovic record. And my daughter said to me, she says, how do you know it's a Frankie Yankovic record? And I said, because it sounds like a Frankie Yankovic record. We'll be right back. That Frankie Yankovic record is pretty unmistakable. There he is with the Yanks doing the St. Louis Polka, or the St. Louis Polka. I don't know. How do you decide how to say that? Anyway, you're in tune to Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. Every week, this happens. Believe it or not, every week, at this same time, same channel, same bat channel, as they used to say. It was Adam West's birthday just recently. Well, birth anniversary, passed away, what, last year? But anyway, hey, don't forget you get in touch with us here at the Oompa Hour. Many ways, email, facemail, no, Facebook, facemail. Phones, you can call, leave a message, you can send a text, 218-259-2985. You can leave a message or you can text to that number. You can email us at oompahour@aol.com and you can Facebook us at facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. Any of that will work out for you. If you have a request, a dedication or question, or you just want to say boo, we will accept that. Lil Wally. There's an old Lil Wally record here. Because normally it says Lil Wally and the Harmony Boys on it, or Lil Wally and the Lucky Harmony Boys. This one is just Lil Wally, America's favorite polka and waltz band, is what it says on the old 45 here. And Lil Wally doing he didn't always do a lot of real common songs. Mostly wrote a lot of his own songs. And this is a classic from Lil Wally. Here's Roll Out the Barrel. Out the barrel. This is Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old time oldies show. If you're new to the show, hey, thanks for checking in on us. And if you're not new to the show or whatever, you're like, what the heck is that? Surprise! Anyway, here we are. Normally I talk more and we don't play so many records. No, I'm kidding. No, but I do. I have a tendency to rant about things, and I'm disappointed this week that I have not come up with anything to complain about. I mean, and you'll notice. Let me tell you right now, you will notice that when you are listening to the Oompa Hour, which happens once a week for an hour, you hear no political talk. You hear no my opinions on the president or the Supreme Court nominees or congressmen or senators or people and stuff like that. This is a politics-free radio zone for an hour, and that's just because sometimes you have to not care for an hour. Just at least an hour out of the day. Just don't care and relax, okay? This is a political-free zone. I should start putting that on the website. Politics-free zone here on the Oompa Hour. You can relax and not worry about it. Whoopi John will fart, and the band will play. That's what we used to say. Whoopi John will fart, and his orchestra. And this is Oh Susanna, says so right on the record. Thank you. Won't be John there. That's Oh Susanna, which did not sound like Come From Alabama with a banjo on my knee. I don't know. Anyway, Won't Be John and the Orchestra here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldie show. The Peanuts Polka is one of those tunes you always recognize. You don't always remember the name, though. But it is one of those tunes you always recognize, and here it is done up by the Jolly Fisherman. Okay, Jolly Fisherman there. Peanuts Polka, Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldie show. Now, here's another one that's a little bit out of the normal realm of Oompa Hour songs, although it is a polka. It is Hank Sugarfoot Garland with his Sugarfooters and the Flying Eagle Polka.
Thank you.
All right, there you have it. Hank Sugarfoot Garland there, and his Sugarfooters, by the way. And the Flying Eagle Polka here at Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Now, here we pulled out a scratchy little bugger here. We're going to see if this plays. In fact, I had to scrape some little overflow specks of spray paint off of this record to get it to play. Marv's Oakdale Dutchman, and this is the Sunset Schottische. That is Marv's Oakdale Dutchman. That would be Marv Masterman, by the way. And the Sunset Schottische on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show. I think we're going to have time to maybe jam in a couple more tunes here, so hang on. It's Lil Ronnie and the Carousels coming up.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
Remember going to the record store and finding your favorite songs by your favorite artists? Those days are back at Keb's Records in downtown Bovee. Hate trying to buy records on the internet? Can't find your favorites from years ago? At Keb's Records, you can flip through the hits like you did in the good old days. From rock and roll, rhythm and blues, country and western, jazz, comedy, classical, and even polkas, we've got them all. All speeds too, 33, 45, and even 78. We have phonograph needles in stock for thousands of different record players. Personal service, too. Just another one of the occasional shops in downtown Bovee. Like us on Facebook for sale dates and special events. More info online at KebsRadio.com. We're the world's smallest record store. Keb's Records, downtown Bovee.
All right, let's get back to the music. I think we can sneak a couple more songs in before things got to wrap up for another week. Lil Ronnie and the Carousels. We haven't played their version of this song for quite a while. A lot of different bands have done this song, their own interpretation. Sometimes they make their own verses, change it around a little bit. Here's Lil Ronnie and the Carousels, their version of the Mickey Mouse Polka.
M-I-C-K-Y-M-O-U-S-C. These words spell Mickey Mouse. A drink on the house. M-I-C-K-Y-M-O-U-S-C. These words spell Mickey Mouse. A drink on the house. M-I-C-K-Y-M-O-U-S-C. C-A-S-P-E-R-G-H-O-S-T. C-A-S-P-E-R-G-H-O-S-T. Casper the Friendly Ghost, to the kiddies he's the most. C-A-S-P-E-R-G-H-O-S-T. Casper the Friendly Ghost, to the kiddies he's the most. C-A-S-P-E-R-G-H-O-S-T. M-A-N-R-O-V-I-N. B-A-T-M-A-N-R-O-V-I-N. Batman Ed Robinette gets a Joker, break his neck. B-A-T-M-A-N-R-O-V-I-N. Batman Ed Robinette gets a Joker, break his neck. B-A-T-M-A-N-R-O-V-I-N. B-O-P-E-Y-E-O-L-I-V-E. B-O-P-E-Y-E-O-L-I-V-E. Popeye and Olive Oil, he loves her, she's his girl. P-O-P-E-Y-E-O-L-I-V-E. Popeye and Olive Oil, he loves her, she's his girl. P-O-P-E-Y-E-O-L-I-V-E.
There you go, Mickey Mouse Polka there, Lil Ronnie and the Carousels on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. Going to squeak in one more song, even though we might not have room for it here, huh? This is the Wrong Number Polka, Lil Richard and his Polka All-Stars.
At a dance just the other day, a girl had stole my heart away, although I've never seen this girl before. Then I thought I would take a chance, and so I asked her for a dance. We danced until we couldn't dance no more. I asked if I could take her home to my rope, call her on the phone and try to get a date with her sometime. And then she kind of smiled at me and gave her number happily. She said that I could call her anytime. I call her Monday, she's too busy. Tuesday, she feels dizzy. Wednesday, her line is busy. Guess I'll try again. I phone her Thursday, busy knitting. Friday, babysitting. A row number she turned out to be. Now the times really changed my life. That girl so soon became my wife. I went down to her home to ask her out. Now I feel proud of what I've done. I love her, she's the only one. I found out what love is all about. And after many I just thank the Lord above for this girl that I chose for my wife. I laugh at how I had to wait just to get a date with this girl who has been my whole life. I call her Monday, she's too busy. Tuesday, she feels dizzy. Wednesday, her line is busy. Yes, I'll try again. I phone her Thursday, busy knitting. Friday, babysitting. My life's number she turned out to be.
All right, Little Richard and his Polka All-Stars. Wrong number polka here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show, and man, we did it. I didn't know if there was going to be room to stick that one in here or not, but we filled up another show anyway. And as usual, plenty of records waiting in the wings for next time around. So mark this spot on the dial or bookmark it on your computer, whatever the heck you do, so you don't miss out next time.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in downtown Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by the International Polka Association, World of Accordions Museum, and Kebs Records. We'll be back and do it again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.